Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. He's on the other end of our line. Rick, how are you?
Good morning. Talking to you from the coffee shop at A&W in Grand Ledge.
You know what? Your routine is pretty interesting. I know you like to get out there and talk to the folks. I also appreciate you listening to the program. You were listening in yesterday as we had Senate Democratic Leader Gretchen Whitmer on the program. She, of course, has been against the anti-bullying bill. Your name was mentioned as being a supporter of the bill that had some changes to it, which some believe would allow for some bullying on some issues. And you wanted to have an opportunity to respond to that.
Absolutely. I wrote the bullying bill that would require every school in Michigan to have a bullying policy. I was told by the School Counselors Association there are about 20 to 25% that have no policy. So within 6 months of passage into law, they'd be required to write their own policy, have a public meeting, get parents, students, administrators, teachers, everybody on board. And I did that for a couple of reasons. One reason is I had a mentally challenged son who was bullied when he was a young man. He is now 31. And I had a suicide in the community of Charlotte. A young girl was bullied, became depressed, went to her grandfather's home, got his gun, committed suicide. Her grandfather was my training officer when I was a 21-year-old deputy. So I feel very strongly that every school should have a bullying policy. Well, at the last minute on the floor, there was a change. A caucus attorney added a line, nothing in this act will take away from First Amendment rights if somebody is speaking based on their religion or moral values. The reason he did that was the case out in Howell, Michigan, where the student stood up in science class or sex education class and made the statement, "In my religion, we don't believe in homosexual behavior." He was evicted from class, evicted from the school. And even the American Civil Liberties Union said that he had the right to say that. So that was the intent of the attorney. I've spoken with the other side of the aisle. You know, all Gretchen had to do is quietly walk across the aisle, talk with Leader Randy Richerville, and say, all of us will support this bill if you take this one line out or if you reword it. But instead, she chose to politicize it, get a lot of national media. She's a good politician. I understand her reasoning, but nothing in the bill would ever allow a student to bully another student.
Well,
period.
Wouldn't that wording in there allow for someone under the First Amendment right to say what they felt regarding abortion or homosexuals or even someone who was fat?
If somebody uttered something in class, it would allow. That's already allowed by the First Amendment. Even the American Civil Liberties Union agrees. It would not allow a child to go up to another student, get in their face, scream at them, call them names, absolutely not. But again, I have no problem with them taking that line out and moving forward with my work, my bill, which passed out of the Judiciary Committee unanimous.
All right, now, from where we stand now, has that line been taken out of there?
Well, what's happened is it's over in the House, and I've been working with Representative Potvin from up north. And he also has a bill, and I think the House is going to move ahead with his bill, which I approve of. He's also had a suicide in his district, and our motive is simply to make sure that every school has a bullying policy. That's what we should be concerned about, not getting on national TV with some political stuff, and that's what's going on right now.
All right,
we're going to move ahead.
With all due respect, Senator, and I thank you for this, but maybe no one that I work with is more forthcoming about talking to the media than yourself. You're involved in a lot of bills. You'll talk to anyone at any time, and we appreciate that. But, you know, from that perspective, don't you do the same thing? Don't you try and get in the media's ear? As a matter of fact, I can remember you and I saying we had conversations, and if you felt that there was a something wasn't just and you couldn't get it addressed, you would go to the media to help you do that.
Absolutely, and I did that with the state police headquarters when I felt it should not be built. I felt it was a waste of taxpayer money. And the reason you hear me so much in the media is I'm accessible. I will talk to you from a coffee shop. I'll talk to you from my home. I'm accessible. I think that's my job. But what I'm trying to point out, in this instance, Gretchen could have simply walked across the floor, gone to the leader of the Republicans or me, and said, you know, we all support this, but take this one line out or change the wording, and it would have been done.
Isn't that kind of like the political process? Isn't that what politicians do, though? They get up in front of the media, and they want their district to see them, and they want to be heard, and isn't that part of the process?
Yes. You know, making law is a little bit like making sausage. It's not very pretty, but we all want to work together and make sure the result is correct.
All right, Rick, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about the bridge. It's the story that I know has been put on the back burner, and I wanted to get your perspective on something. We had Representative Opsimer in studio, and he made an observation, and I wanted to get your take on it. He said that the main problem that he has with the bridge is that the money is coming from Canada. Most of the money to build this bridge is coming from Canada, but it's a loan, and it is to be paid back on tolls that will be taken on the people who use the bridge. And the question is, what happens if the numbers that are projected to be paid back in an orderly process to Canada don't show up at the tolls? What happens then? The numbers just don't match up. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. And he may be working off a House bill. The bill that I saw in the Senate was very clear. The Canadians agreed to build the bridge. They would bond for it. We are not in any way have to pay back their bonds. It's their bonds. They would be borrowing the money, not us. And it's written in there, the legislation I saw, very, very clearly that the Michigan taxpayers would not have to pay for it. So they would go ahead and build it. And, you know, there's a lot of money made around a bridge. It isn't just the money they make from tolls. My goodness, they make money from all sorts of fuel and everything from coffee to hot dogs are sold around there, and there's a lot of money made.
So who would make the money from the tolls and all those other areas? Who would get that?
The agreement is until that bond is paid off, they get all the money. Once it's paid off, the bridge is owned half by Michigan, half by Canada. There's been a lot of misinformation put out. Obviously, the man who owns the other bridge is a billionaire, and he can spend $5 million buying radio, TV, and mailers, and that's what's happened.
So you like the idea of the bridge?
I'm probably one of the few senators that has the guts to tell you on air I would support the bridge. It's what the Michigan people need. Commerce is the key to jobs. Farm Bureau, Michigan Chamber, every business group knows we need to have a safe and secure bridge. The other bridge is over 80 years old. Tomorrow it could be sold to somebody who is friends with China or Iran, and then they would operate it. It's been sold numerous times. At one time, Warren Buffett owned it.
Should the Michigan House of Representatives and should the Michigan Senate take 2 weeks off for hunting season?
I would prefer not. I will go hunting opening day, but I won't truly be off. I will be back in working. And just because we're not in session does not mean we're not working.
All right. And finally, before I let you go, Senator, from what you know, the legislation revolving around no-fault insurance, do you know where we are with that?
I believe that it's still in a committee and they're still having hearings.
All right. Senator Jones, as always, we appreciate your time and your perspective. Thank you, sir.
Anytime.